Tuesday, May 12th, 2026. This is the regular board meeting for the Northwestern Special Service District.
Okay. Well, we're kind of minus a couple of board members, but let's go ahead and open the meeting. And Mark, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Chris, how about you opening us certainly in prayer?
Our Father in heaven, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful for this meeting we're about to have. We pray that Thou would bless us to know how best to serve our communities. We pray that Thou would help us to be worthwhile servants to those around us. We again thank Thee for all that we have, and we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All right. First thing on the agenda is the minutes. Anybody have any additions or comments about the minutes?
No.
Would you like an agenda? And these are the minutes that we're talking about from last month.
This too.
If you'd like it.
Okay, thank you. Now here comes more regular.
Okay, yep. All right, well, let's...
Okay, I will make a motion that we approve the minutes for April.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're done.
Aye, aye, aye.
How are you?
Good evening. Troublemakers are here.
Aye.
No, that's me.
How's it doing?
Right.
Okay, our next item is our finance report. So...
Okay, so I start.
Forgot to call Paula.
Oh, Slade.
I spoke with her today, so did you want to call her in or?
Why? If she's available, okay. We probably should. Let's see.
Are you calling her on Monday?
Oh, go ahead if you'd like.
Like the shirt, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We're getting there.
We are.
Yeah, if you're good, they might give you one.
Hi, Paul. It's Rosemary. I'm here at the Central Fire Station. Do you want to chime, listen and chime in?
I thought Tony was going to set up the Zoom. Did he not do that?
Well,
he's not here yet.
Not here yet.
He went to Vegas.
He worked on a commercial today.
Yeah, he said he'd be late.
Okay, well, do you want to just listen right now, and then we're on finances?
I thought it didn't start until 7. It starts at 6:30?
Yes.
He's on Highway 18.
Oh, you track him, huh?
I got that.
360.
I'm teasing you.
That was pretty handy.
Okay. Don't. I'm not telling my husband about this.
Well, we have to. You find my phone in our house.
Let's see. You want me to do accounts payable first?
Sure.
Okay. We have in our PTIF fund. At the end of April, we closed the month out. At $174,412, excuse me, and we earned about 3.8% interest. So our interest for April was $551.11, which is pretty, yeah, very nice. We transferred $25,000 out of Zions to get more interest since they really aren't paying any. So we currently have $204,412 in PTIF. And we'll continue to make regular deposits so that we can earn that 3.8%. Our Zions total, we have at the end of April, we had 157,838, and that was after paying some major bills that we had. So we've paid for the new defibrillator, the
Autopulse.
Thank you. That was about 25,000.
Of which 23,000 and change was from the Elks Lodge.
Yes. Then thanks again to the Elks Lodge.
Yes.
That was unbelievable.
Amazing.
Let's see. In April, most of our medical supplies come from Amazon. They're actually one of the lowest cost vendors compared to the other medical supply companies. So we purchased a total of $43,000 worth of equipment from them, but that includes, out of our Zions purchases from the bank, we paid $43,000. Out of that was the $25,000 for the Zoll Autopulse. That was $23,495. So actually, I think we were pretty much covered by that grant that we got from Elks Club. We had our Dixie Pest Control for the four stations, and so the total for the month that we paid was $43,621, and that was paid off in full. So that's very light. And the fuel for April was amazing. With all the running around that we do, we only paid $261 in fuel for the month of April. Thank goodness. That's amazing. So if anybody wants to see these, we always get a rebate from the fuel company, and we don't pay tax. So we did really well on that. So I'm hoping that that continues, because then we'll come in well under budget. But we have contingencies for that in case there's any call-outs or fires. That's all I have on accounts payable.
And with that, then I think our balance right now in Zion is about $104,000, because we moved some money over to our PTIF.
Right.
And we took our, we had a savings account of about $6,000 and change, and we took most of that and moved it over to PTIF, because Zion Bank isn't able to give a higher interest rate.
Okay.
And we've talked to them about that. But that's just the way they are. They say they don't really, cash flow, I guess they don't need deposits. So,
so there's no incentive.
So, there's, yeah. Right.
So we made, I think, $2, a little less than $2 on over $100,000.
So we're moving more money over to PTIF.
Yeah.
Just to
that's
get you
a whole lot
know.
Better deal.
Yeah.
Ms. Paula, do you have any information on our annual standby fee billing, how much we have outstanding on that?
Well, I made a deposit today for about $6,700.
Oh.
They're just kind of trickling in now.
Okay.
I think we're down probably to about 18. We have outstanding probably close to
$70,000. Okay.
And which was typical, that was last year too. So now we just need to decide when we want to start, what date do we want to use for late fees.
Okay.
That's
the next issue.
On the agenda.
Do you have a recommendation?
I was thinking like May 10th. We could go as far as maybe May 14th. I have two or three envelopes that I picked up today and one the other day. Now, I do have one that I picked up the other day, and they did pay the late fee. So we need to get that link feed on Polaris so I can start putting it towards that.
Okay.
That late fee.
We originally had April 30th, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Printed.
Last year we did May 7th mm-hmm. because we figured that was, you know, because our mail goes to Vegas, we gave them that extra week, you know,
okay.
just for processing. it's up to you guys. It doesn't matter to me. I just need to, you know.
Well, I think since somebody already paid a late fee because they were late, I think that,
yeah.
and it's now May 12th, so, and that's that week grace that we did last year, and I think that's, you know, fair that
yeah.
we say,
yeah.
okay, we understand the mail issue.
Yes, so that would be, if we gave a 10-day grace period because of the mail, because it has taken up to
right.
7 to 10 days to pass
yeah.
through there. That would put us in the on Sunday the 10th.
May 10th.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the 11th would be the late
cutoff day.
So I'd like to do a motion to make May 11th, 2026, our official late fee, starting on the 11th, the late fee date.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays?
Okay.
Okay. So May 11th, late.
So I'll call Polaris tomorrow and get them to put that on the remaining clients that haven't paid.
Okay.
The late fee. And then I think we need to look forward to when do we want to rebuild? And if we do want to rebuild, let's get ahead of it because last year, you know, we were behind it and then we didn't end up doing it.
That's the next item on the agenda.
Because we sent it to the county, so
yeah,
it
I don't
depends on if we want the cost of mailing it out again.
Yeah, I'm not sure what advantage that has. They already know that it's due, and if they got the original mail and it wasn't rejected by the post office, then a second bill isn't going to make them pay. So.
Right. I mean, the only thing that to our advantage is that we charge an extra $10, and I don't know how much we would end up paying for the billing itself. How much would that cost us?
Well, we'll lose the discount for the mass mailing since it'll just be a few hundred per zip code probably instead of what it was when we did the mass mailing. I'm not sure that it's worth it. What do you folks think? It's a headache for you, a headache for...
Well, I think that because every year it seems to be between $60,000 and $70,000 of
yeah.
unpaid, and I have talked to a couple of people, and they say they prefer for it to go on their taxes, and so or on their tax bill, and it does. And right, Paula, we've gotten back how much so far for we think it's for 2025 from the county out of the $70,000 that we...
What did I tell you yesterday?
Yeah, I think.
And I just got a check today. I thought it was around $45,000, wasn't it? That I told you.
Yeah. So it does trickle in. There, and I guess the people who haven't paid, there's an issue for them why they haven't paid. I don't know that we're going to get enough more money to make it worth the time and effort it will take
yeah.
to do it. So that's.
Do you
my
folks
call.
Have any comment on that from a user standpoint?
I'm sorry, I was reading.
Sorry. What's your opinion on whether we spend the money to send out a second bill for the people that haven't paid yet? Historically, it hasn't given us a big return. Oh, it goes to the county for an assessment on the next year's taxes.
This year's taxes?
Yeah.
Well,
basically,
yeah.
when the taxes come out, property taxes come out
okay.
in November,
if they haven't
it's
paid
on it. If they haven't paid, and we've submitted to the county, says, okay, these people haven't paid, then they put it on there, and it comes as a tax.
So you're spending less to do it that way?
Well, it doesn't cost us anything to attach it that way. And we've talked to some of the people that we know that haven't paid, and they said, well, we just prefer to have it go on the tax, and we pay it once.
Well, that's just a handful of people.
Well, no, it's got to be.
How much? What was the total?
Hold on, Paula. Go ahead.
What was the total that you're lacking payment?
About $70,000.
Well, I would say if you charge $200 to do the mailing, that's. And you get.
We don't get anything for it, though. They still don't pay. Even
they still ignore the second billing.
If they got a second notice, and, I forgot.
Yeah, and the last couple of years.
Normally,
it's
that's
been
not how it works.
The same amount of people.
I say we just let them put it on their taxes.
Yeah. Do you want to do a motion?
I make a motion.
Hold on one second. Paul, are you good with that?
Well, I was just wondering, does each town have, like in Gunlock, we have a Gunlock Facebook page, and so I'll go on it and say we're having a cleanup in Gunlock, or, you know, like I went on recently and said, you know, we have now added a pay box mm-hmm. to the fire department. Would it behoove us to go on each of the different web, you know, Facebook pages and just say, just a friendly reminder, your fire bills are past due if you haven't paid them? I don't know.
Well,
I got your Zoom right here.
Okay, and I've got your agenda right there.
Oh, thank you.
We have Paula on the phone.
Or is that something we can do?
Well, it doesn't hurt to put it on, but we could just announce that we're applying late fees after May on or after May 11th.
I wouldn't even put a date. I would just say late fees are now being applied.
Okay.
Okay.
Because on the bill it said 4:30, and I don't want them to see. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To see that we've made it a different date, I would just say, just a friendly reminder: fire dues are past due. We are now applying late payment or late fees, and just leave it at that.
Okay.
Do you know if FAO has a Facebook page?
Put out a note.
There's a neighbors of Vail and Brookside. Well, it's I think it covers all of Brookside.
Next
Vail.
Door?
And what?
You mean next door?
No, it's
Facebook.
Facebook.
Do you know who?
Friends of Vail or?
Do you know who administers that?
I think Jamie Hawley. She's the most active on there.
Okay. Well, we can give that a try. You have.
I have a Northwest Fire and Rescue on Facebook. I'll post there.
And we can put it on
I
our homepage.
Lock, somebody else wants to do set control in Brookside Vail.
And something else I think we could do this year is September 30th, we need to get it to the county, Paula?
Well, their cutoff date was October 15th last year, but I wanted to have it done by the 30th.
Right. Yeah. So what I'd like to do this year is look at this year's list and compare it to last year's list and see if they're the same people.
I can do that.
Yeah, because I think that will tell us, that's what life
is
going to be.
I'll probably start working on comparing. Last year I got a list from the county and I got a list from Polaris, and I went through and compared, because a lot of times the county doesn't notify us when properties are sold or when they're combined or when they're split. And so I have to go through each year and compare the different lists. And I found a lot of properties that had been sold or combined last year when I did that. So we'll probably do that in August, the 1st of August. I'll ask the county for a list.
Okay. Great.
So we can compare and send those to property tax, and then also get ready for our rebuild.
Okay.
So the target was September 30th, is that right, for transmission?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that takes care of 5, 6, and 7.
Well, but are we not going to vote on 7 that we're not going to rebuild? We're going to
I make a motion we don't rebuild.
I will second that motion.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that's good enough.
Okay. All right.
Item number 8.
Thank you, Paula.
It's up to you, Mark.
I would like to add that this year I would really like to get from the county. correct that in our system also.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think there's a lot of improved properties that we're not aware of.
Yes, there are.
That's probably correct.
You're talking about going from unimproved to improved, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and this year I took a couple of properties from improved down to unimproved because one had a fire and one there was just a dilapidated shed that wasn't even workable anymore.
Hmm.
So I took those two down to unimproved. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Item number eight, audit.
We have been trying to get the data set from Polaris to our auditor, Mike Miles, for several months now. And both Mike and I have been emailing Kyle at Polaris. And as of Wednesday, May 6th, Kyle sent the packet to our auditor, so he's starting the process. The note that he sent to the auditor, though, it said, worth noting the district has not been able to find or provide a depreciation schedule of any kind for 2024. The first year we assisted, I recorded an estimated depreciation entry based on what I could see from prior years. I haven't recorded anything for 2025. Question, Rosemary, mm-hmm. when you had your CPA that you knew had gone through the database from
mm-hmm.
QuickBooks,
mm-hmm.
didn't we find a depreciation schedule on that?
I can look. Let me look at his report.
In any case, is he still available to look at the database since we don't have a license?
Well, I can ask him if he could take another look at it. Is that 98-page report that Kyle...
No.
Okay.
When we first
No, I know, but are you talking about him reviewing that report?
No, just the data set that we got from Roger back
kind
in
of a depreciation
2024. He has to have a depreciation in QuickBooks somewhere. But we can't. Our problem is the license that was assigned to the district was actually sitting with our old bookkeeper in St. George, and that was not part of the license. Was never transferred. The vendor thinks that he owns it, and he doesn't. But so we can never open it. So we had a CPA that volunteered to use his CPA version and take a look at it, but that was 2 years ago. So I don't know what kind of an issue that's going to be. We don't pay taxes. We're a public entity. Depreciation is a paperwork issue. Not, you know, everything we own depreciates. But I'm still, my simple mind still doesn't get, okay, the public owns it. What's it do for us to have depreciation? It's not like we're writing taxes off. So I'm not sure what the impact is. So we'll find out if this makes any difference. I'll talk to Mike Miles about it and our CPA or our auditor and find out if this is something
to
pursue.
So here's when Mike, our depreciation
because
11,000, 8,000, 44, 42, 49, 63, and
so there was depreciation.
There was a depreciation schedule there.
But you know, whenever we asked Roger about it, we never got any details on it.
Correct.
So
it was just numbers.
Right. So I don't know.
It's basically worthless.
I would think. And hope our CPA that we currently have and our accountant couldn't figure that out. But
well, they don't have, this is the data. That's all they have. There's no documents.
I know.
So I'll talk to Mike and see if necessary, we might be able to resend the old QuickBooks file.
I can send this file.
Okay.
This was from from 1998 to 2023 that Mike had put together from what he could.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So,
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right.
That solves that problem.
Item number 9, update on the draft MOU between the MWSSD and Mayo Water.
They still haven't had a board meeting, so they're
okay.
Hey.
Table that one. Item number 10, update on the district's demand for approval to allow advanced EMTs to practice in the Gunlock service area.
Well, I sent our letter that we approved last month, on the 14th. I sent that to all of the council members for Santa Clara and Ivins, to their mayors, and to the Santa Clara town or city manager. I got 2 replies from council members from Santa Clara. That's it. Give me one sec. For some reason, I can't print today out of the out of here, so I'll just read it to you. So the letter from, or the response from Justin Kaplan, who's on the city council for Santa Clara. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. I will be looking into this. And that was April 16th. I haven't heard anything back from him, but I thought I'd give him one cycle, 1 month, to get back to me, and I'll call him and find out what he thinks. The other is from Mike Scott. He's also on the council for Ivins. Hi, Mark. Thanks for sharing this. I appreciate the focus on public safety. Given the operational licensing and interagency coordination involved, I'm comfortable leaving this with our fire chief and management team, who are best positioned to work through the details with the other agencies. If any policy or budget matters come up forward, City Council will, of course, take those up with a full understanding of the situation. I appreciate you keeping us informed. My reply is, good morning, sir. Thank you for your prompt reply to our letter. While I certainly understand your position, may I be perfectly candid with you? Your fire chief is the problem. His refusal to allow our EMTs to provide life-saving care during his long response time is inexcusable. I personally believe this has become his personal issue with our district chief. We've tried diplomacy for almost 2 years to no avail. Lives are at stake, and this tiff can't continue. It's only because of God's grace that no one has died yet. Please forgive my passion as an advocate for our residents and visitors, but after 50 years in rural medicine, including medevac, helo ops, firefighting, search and rescue, and law enforcement, I have a hard time allowing one stubborn individual to continue to put lives at stake. That said, please accept our board's sincere thanks for the many years of response to our community and the outstanding care provided by your firefighters and medics. We hope to be able to move past this and continue providing excellent service to our respective constituents. Please have a blessed afternoon. Kind regards, me.
Who's he talking about?
Who?
The fire chief.
Chief Kazir at
Santa Clara
Ivins. Oh. He's our impediment to having our two advanced EMTs practice their craft.
And 2 basics. So we've got 4.
So along with that, we had a critical event on May 7th. Our district chief was on ambulance at Gold Cross in Bayo when a child that was 6 months old in Gunlock had difficulty breathing and called for 911 assistance. timing it took Santa Clara Ivins?
So it took Dameron, their quick response, 17 and a half minutes to get there. It took Santa Clara Ivins 19 and a half minutes to get on scene.
Okay. And had we had the MOU that we tried to offer last month in place, Gold Cross's response time would have been 7 minutes. And that child almost died.
Plus, we had two EMTs in town that couldn't respond, that could have been there in less than five.
Correct. So that's the issue. Yes, ma'am.
Stupid question. What is an MOU?
A memorandum of understanding. You weren't here last month, so I'll briefly let you know. So we operate for this end of the district, so Central, Mountain Meadows, and down to Baker Dam. That operates under an agreement with Enterprise Fire Department. So they provide the transportation to the hospital if somebody needs to go, and they supervise our paramedic and EMTs here. Same with Pine Valley, they also supervise them. We're also getting agreements to have them supervise our EMTs and paramedics all the way through to Vail. The state set up boundaries, and the state says, well, right now the boundary is that Vail and Brookside is serviced by Gold Cross ambulance for transportation. They're not allowed to go past the bottom part of the grade going into Gunlock, a little bit further than that, Motorcycle Rock.
Well, Mile Marker 10, a little bit further.
Yeah. But Gunlock proper and beyond, which is, they're much closer. It takes them half the time to get there. And they always have a paramedic on duty, always. So, and they're 24/7, no volunteer there, they're paid. They're not allowed to respond. We've been asking Chief Kazir to allow an understanding for mutual aid. The Enterprise Fire has agreed kindly to supervise all of our medical personnel all the way through to Gunlock at their risk and their expense. So that would relieve Santa Clara could still transport, but that would allow our teams with our first response vehicle to immediately give care to the lake, to the residents, anybody in there. That would allow then, with a separate understanding, Gold Cross to go down if they were closer and do the transport. Well, he refuses to allow that. We've been trying for almost 2 years. So he personally is going to get people killed if this continues.
What's his problem?
Wish we knew.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd have to hear it from him.
But we are talking with the commissioners.
Yeah, and we've gone to the commissioners, we've had meetings with them face to face. They tell us that they support a change, but in practice, they haven't done it. August.
August, they have an opportunity. Santa Clara's license comes up for renewal. And so with that, the county commission now has the purview to determine where these transport lines are. And so they've committed that they will do that come August.
But yeah, I had a meeting with Commissioner Iverson. And he said that when he had tried to talk to Kazir was not about to budge. So he said, really, we'll take care of it when we have the ability to.
The interesting part is the county owns the ambulance that Santa Clara is using. So they have some clout with this. And they had assured us that they would use it at our meetings. They didn't. So here we are. We have an election coming up. We have commissioners that know and love our community, and the amount of trust to have this taken care of is minimal. So we really need public input, as many people as we can in our jurisdiction, to let the commissioners know that we need to realign those boundaries. Now, should that happen, should the commissioners ask the state to realign it, then Enterprise has agreed to cover our medical people all the way through our gun lock.
Our medical volunteers, they will cover.
Yes.
Gold Cross, we're hoping that Gold Cross will take over that transport.
Correct. So our transports would be quicker, but it's a separate issue between who transports and who gets on the scene first. So our doc in Enterprise has kindly agreed to cover training and make sure that everybody's on top of their game to cover our community, and that is just simply amazing.
Now, when you said the commissioners know and love us, you said that with tongue in cheek, right? Because I don't.
They know and love our votes as well.
No comment.
Well, I got my butt chewed out by Tandy for speaking ill of him in the meeting.
Well, you're public. We're not. So you have a First Amendment right to speak your mind.
Well, I'm not, but he cut my feathers.
I do remember. Yes. But thankfully,
you're not the only one.
Yes. So anyway, we're collecting the data on, God forbid, somebody's permanently injured because of the slow response time. You know, they're free to sue or do what they're going to do. We certainly can't recommend that. So anyway, that's the update.
Does that answer your question, Victoria?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate it.
Okay, item number 11, the Utah State Auditor staff training.
That was an interesting event. We had a staff training from the state auditor last month down in St. George. It was a couple-hour training. I recorded that so that we could have notes for the staff, our finance committee. They were just reiterating the law and the requirements for us to turn reports in on time. If we don't do that, they can withhold state funds at some point. But, you know, our board strives to do things right. That's why we hired Polaris. Polaris, it took them about 2 weeks, 10 days to get the first quarter information completed. But we have a green light. In fact, our district was the model for them looking at how the report looks. Yeah, they brought us up. Who are you in the front row? Who are you with? So, yes. So we have a green light, and I have PowerPoint slides for anybody that wants to see them, and you have nothing to do. But we're on top of it, and we're in good shape. So there's nothing. No hooks coming this year that we're aware of. It's still the standard reporting. What's unique for this year is 2025. We have the large state grant for the equipment and vehicles for gun lock, and that put us over the threshold to require a public audit. So that's the audit we're referring to. Now this year, if we're blessed to get $250,000 again for another vehicle, then we'll go through the same process. Otherwise, we're under the threshold, and we just do our self-certification. Do you have any questions for auditing? Okay. So that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
Sure.
Item number 12, discussion and possible agreements to minimize cash in bank to maximize interest in the PTIF.
I kind of touched on that already. We essentially get no interest with our funds in Zions Bank. I do the accounts payable, so the advantage is there's money there to pay the bills as they come up. I like doing net one or, you know, no more than net 10 to keep our local vendors pleased with doing business with us. There's no reason to hold a bill for 30 days when we have the money. Pay the bill, get the vendor happy, and we're both in good shape. Mm-hmm. We get good discounts on the things that we do, so there's no reason to not do that. However, keeping 100,000 plus in there is just wasting money. So I've talked to our treasurer about this, Rosemary, and we recommend to the board that we keep 20 or 25,000 in cash. I know when a large bill is going to come due. It only takes about 2 business days to do a transfer back to the bank. So if I know we have a large purchase coming up that won't be covered, I can always transfer it. There's no charge to do that back and forth.
Why do you want to have that much in there?
Because we do have, we try and put everything that we do in the retail side on our Visa credit card because we get cash back. So that's another way that we're earning money.
Is that the credit cards that each chief has?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So we can, if a tire blows out on one of the brush trucks or... Then we would have several $1,000 bills like this last month. We happened to need repairs and batteries and that kind of thing. So we had a, you know, $7,000, I think, on our Visa, but it's easily paid. But so I recommend, pending your discussion, $20,000 as a minimum.
So, but what I think we talked about this, like last month we purchased the large. For $26,000, right? So, does that mean our monthly expenses are about $20,000, $25,000?
Probably less.
No, it'd be less than that. We could do less than that. If we could keep 10 in there, that'll keep.
No, but I'm asking, what are our?
Well, our monthly expenses. Semi-monthly or almost monthly, we have the pest control, which is no more than $400 for the 4 locations. We have fuel, which could be, if there's no fires, in the $200 range. Otherwise, if we have fires, then that could go to $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll know that ahead of time.
Right.
And that's my responsibility to make sure we have the cash to pay it right now.
And our other big bill, it's quarterly, I believe, is our insurance.
Yes. Absolutely. So,
that is probably our biggest expense.
7,000 to 8,000 each quarter, and that is due in June again.
I think it's every 3 months.
So
I'm just saying I want to make sure that we don't.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna short ourselves, but that's why the 20, because yes, if we had a month where in June, we know we're going to spend $8,000 on
Then we should lose $10,000.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't. Let's see.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think it's 10 or 12 bucks interest. Less than that, I don't know. So, discussion, Slade. What do you think?
I think we're good.
For what, 20?
Yeah,
20. That makes sense.
That's
fine. I think the only thing I would like to do is, but then on those quarters that we have to pay the insurance, is to move that money.
Well, once I get their invoice, I have, it's a 30-day warning.
Okay.
I can move it.
Okay.
And
I think if you're watching and we know what's going on, you can move it back when we need it.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think that's plenty to keep things moving, the 20.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't see any need to have more than that. We pretty much, we're at a good place. We've already prepaid for, well, this is another matter down here, but we've prepaid for the deposits for the next repairs and stuff, so.
And our other quarterly bill is for Polaris, too. So.
Correct. But
quarterly, that's about a little over 10 grand, maybe.
I've asked them to e-bill us for that 4 times, and we still get a paper bill. So it's usually 10 days after the end of the month that I get that.
But anyway, those are the only ones I could think of that would be a large bill that we are committed to.
Yeah.
So
but again, I'll just do this for ahead of time.
Yeah.
And we have deposits coming
correct.
In, too,
I was just
all
say
the time.
That too.
So it may not be necessary if we've
true.
Got the balance in there.
True.
Okay, so that's the low end. Where do you want me, what's the upper threshold where I need to transfer money to PTIF?
I don't understand.
Okay, so
about 40,000.
I'm at 20 Paula, you make deposits, that gets us up to 28, and then all of a sudden we're at 30. Do, you know, where's my threshold to transfer? A minimum of 5,000?
Oh.
I don't want to send them 200
right.
bucks.
No.
So.
Right.
Right.
I would say 10,000 bucks.
Okay, so 30,000. So between 20 and 30 then.
Yeah.
Transfer anything over 30? Sorry, when it gets to 30,
transfer
10.
Right. And right now we have 104, I think, in the checking. And you, I mean, if you missed it, and we have like 204 in our PTIF. Because we have been moving money over there.
And I don't think that means a motion. It's just
all right. I don't think so
yeah.
either. Correct.
Chief Guthrie...
move up here.
You're going
yeah,
to there.
I keep thinking...
I'll stay a week if I can come up back up here.
I
okay.
keep thinking you're Mr. Poppet.
Gordon's
got it dialed in. I got to say, that's how he's going to come up here.
Hi, Gordon. The swamp cooler installed. Do you have a date for that?
I don't yet. It's,
okay.
I know it's... His schedule's, you know, kind of clearing up, so...
Okay,
it
so
should be within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
With this change, that's the next... You know,
big one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that big, but that would be the next one to do.
Okay.
So
and the generator in Vail.
Yes,
too.
So I've done the 50% deposit on the generator in Vail.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have an install date for that yet?
I haven't.
No.
Okay,
because
he had to have had those funds in his hands at least a week and a half ago.
I'll give him a call tomorrow and
okay.
see where we're at.
And he had it in stock at his other shop in...
Yeah. I'll see what his time frame
okay.
is.
Okay, so I'll hold those two bills back on this next transfer, knowing that
mm-hmm.
this month, probably
mm-hmm.
by the end of the month, we'll be paying those.
Mm-hmm.
It's... I forget what half is. $8,000 on the generator and
$45,000.
Yeah, about $5,000.
Yeah,
on that.
Less
so
than five.
Okay.
Swamp cooler and
salt. So $20,000 minimum and transfer 10 plus at $30,000. Okay. Anybody object? Paula, are you on board with that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right.
I do want to just add one thing. Because our half-year mark is coming up, and I'd like to get a report from Floris on that so that you guys can see where you're at for expenses and know what we've got for the remaining
well,
6 months.
We can do that ourselves, actually.
Yeah,
okay.
We can see.
So,
yeah.
For
no,
our next board meeting, I'll print one
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I think it would be good to
so we
know where we're at, because we know, but you guys operationally...
And the way we have it set up as well is our budget now kind of mirrors the categories in Polaris.
Yeah.
Right.
So we can... I'll put together a spreadsheet next month so we can see where we are
yep.
with relation to, you know, all
right.
our budget items.
So okay. do we want to start budget for 27 in September? So we have it.
Well,
you better.
I think
yeah.
at least September.
Oh, okay.
I think one of the things, and Rosemary and I talked about this, that I think as a group we need to start thinking about what our goals are going to be for 27.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know 25 and 26 have been rebuilding years, and 26 I see us really focusing in a lot on our medical
mm-hmm.
and then getting some of our equipment up. I think 27 we need to look at where's our next move? What do we want to do next? And then start building our budget.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, September is the latest that
mm-hmm.
we should really start mm-hmm. doing this. I think by October we should be able to get things
yes.
out.
Correct.
And you know, by the end of the year, everything's out to everybody.
Yep.
And
yeah, we can
go.
Have that yeah. final meeting in December.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're not behind the eight ball.
I've got to go early, so I don't know. Is there anything else you guys want to discuss before I take off?
No, basically we're down
yeah.
to Chief's report.
Well, do you have 10 more minutes, or do you have to
yeah,
leave right
now?
Okay. Because we need that. You. I need a quorum for the.
Okay.
And that'll
Mr.
be.
Mr. Chair, I'd move that we move the item that we need a quorum for up to the next agenda item.
Quickly.
Yes.
So we. Yep.
Yeah. I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Nope.
So this is for the closed session?
Yeah. Yep. So number 15 will quickly, this will be 5 minutes max.
Yeah, it'll be long.
Okay.
Chief, can you use your office?
Sure.
Thanks.
Okay. Like some chairs?
No, let's make it.
Yeah, we'll keep it.